You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime into the conversation at ESPN Radio NOLA as well. Got plenty to get into here. See if Deuce Windham can pull away from a very busy afternoon and give us a quick breakdown on what to expect here, Saints and Bears. Sean Fazan, 245, he'll give his take as well from Fox 8. Leo Garrity, quick update on Tampa Bay coming up here around 2:15 here as well. We'll let you hear what Drew Holiday had to say from shoot-around this morning about Zion's injury. Again, the knee injury going to keep him out the first, we're here weeks. So he's not going to start the regular season healthy. So we'll find out what's going on. In the meantime, let us welcome you officially to the weekend.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend. It's Friday.
Yes, it is Friday. And we're kicking off your weekend here at Avenue Wine and Spirits. Literally, we've been telling you it's your home for the rarest wines and spirits in the New Orleans area. And indeed, we have seen that. I've got to see Jay. Maybe we can get Matt over here again. I want to see the 18-year-old Yamasaki. I want to see what it's like. You know, 18-year-old Japanese whiskey. Jordan, the intern, who's downing his peanut butter and jelly. So healthy and nice of you to be healthy and, huh? It's wrong? What is it? It's just peanut butter, no jelly? What, do you not like jelly? Something's wrong with you. Something's really, really wrong with you. It's incredible. We're going to play here in a quick second to what Drew Holiday has to say about Zion's injury. Pels fans, I want to hear from you. 800-998-1003. Have this opening segment available for you as well. I want scores. I want keys to the game. Saints, Bears, LSU, Mississippi State, you know, the Colonel, Sam Houston State, if you want to chime in on that. Tulane fans, do you think your Green Wave can finally go into Memphis and beat the Tigers? I'll hear any scores and keys to those games there as well. Matt, thanks for joining us right back again. I know I've been saying this for a while, but the 18-year-old Yamasaki, I didn't even realize there were Japanese whiskeys.
Oh, yeah, man. It's a big hit right now. People love it.
So what makes – is it any different? What makes a Japanese whiskey anything unique or makes it a Japanese whiskey?
Well, the story behind it is I can't remember the exact date, but they had a Japanese fellow back – this was about 80 years ago, 90 years ago, maybe more. He was an apprentice in Scotland learning how to make scotch. Right, so he spent a good 20 years over there. Then he went back to Japan. He's like, hey, why don't we do this here? So he started his own distillery, which became Suntory Distillery, world famous right now. And, yeah, that's when he started making the Yamazakis and the Hibikis and all that, and it took off. And it's been I guess it's because it's just so unique. It's Japanese, so it's exotic, and people are drawn to it. But you know what, man? Japanese, they're perfectionists,
right.
And they got it right.
No, that's what I'm saying. I've never actually had one. That's what I'm saying. I've been hearing a lot about it. So, and I know it's something that we've been, you know, hitting in our promos about the store here that's unique as well. Because, again, we always push and mention that it's rare wines and spirits, but it's sort of the everyday thing as well. And we, not that we meant to do it, but ran out of things to say or forgot a few things to say because we could keep going on and on.
Absolutely, we could. So, like we said, we talked about having the everyday items.
Yep.
But it ranges, like anything from a $10 bottle to a $3,000 bottle of wine. We have some of the rarest and most unique ones, like, for example, Screaming Eagle, The Flight, very highly allocated out of California. You won't find those anywhere else. We have tons of Opus, Camus. And when we go over to our liquors, for example, our bourbons, lots of allocated bourbons as well. Elmer T. Lee, Weller, George T. Stagg, We got the whole lineup of Pappy over there looking pretty on the shelf. We have Kentucky Owl, Henry McKenna. Whatever you need, we'll make sure we have it here for you.
It's incredible because I do know when we go Thursdays over to Vinny's, I know Jason's mentioned Pappy as that's his surprise little store there of what he has. And I'm like, okay, I don't know who that is. But in fact, you just said it, and it's special, isn't it?
Very special. It's to the bourbon hunters, they call it their unicorn, I guess.
Yes, exactly. So we have it here. You have it here.
We do have it here.
Okay.
Even we got a lot of people who come in here, they just want to take a look at it. It's eye candy to them.
No kidding.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So that when we say literally the rarest wines and spirits, it's not just your tagline. You've kind of modeled your store behind it.
Yeah, we absolutely mean it. We're always bringing in more. We're open to hearing requests. People want me to bring something new, something they haven't been able to find anywhere else in the city. We'll make sure to bring
it in. That's awesome, man. Look, I'm telling you, Matt, it's simple. Just people need to come give it a try. Just walk around and just see what you have.
That's it. Absolutely.
That's good, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, so Knicks and Pels tonight, 7 o'clock. The game's going to be on TNT. If you want to hear Ty Graffinini call the action and watch it on television, you can do so by, listening to him and watching the game that way. Of course, Zion Williamson, Adrian Wojnarowski saying it could be out some weeks. No specificity to what that is. If it's 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, what it is, it's a knee injury. Don't know exactly what it is, how it came about. But Drew this morning during shoot-around had this to say.
I mean, this is the NBA. This is what happens. People have to step up, and we're still going to do what's necessary to try to win games.
Oh, there you go. Drew's advice to the injured Zion.
Mentally, stay strong. I think that's the biggest battle. It's not so much what your body does. It's obviously his body's strong just from build and stature, but your body can bounce back. But mentally, I think that's where you just have to lock in and be patient.
It's interesting he says that because you have to imagine probably what he feels like here. And he's had a really good preseason, hasn't he? And here you are at the start of your NBA career, and you get injured, and it keeps you from starting the regular season, and it's tough.
Well, yeah, it has to be tough because, I mean, he's 19 years old. He's just getting into the league. He's looking forward to playing his first game in Toronto against the defending NBA Finals champions, and he gets, the last week, essentially, of practice right before their first official game. I mean, you get nicked up, and I mean, we don't know how long it's going to be till he comes back, but I mean, it just has to be, disappointing for him to hear that news.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think one of the things that will stand out to me is how the team sort of goes about it and handles it. And tell me, this is nuts, right? Because we haven't seen a regular season game yet, right?
Right.
We've seen four preseason games, right?
Yeah.
We've been to a media day. I may or may not know somebody over there that kind of, every now and then tells me what's going on at practice, what he sees. But why do I, it's just nuts, right? Because it was funny because Brian was like, I was down in the press. I'm not, I actually think this team has talent other than him. Does that make sense? Like, I'm sitting here going, I think this is different than if AD goes down when AD was here.
Explain what you mean by that.
Okay, because when Anthony Davis went down, I felt this whole team sort of just changed really what they are, what they can do, and he was so much so on the offensive aspect of this. And I mean, Pels fans, help me out here. Am I right or wrong on this? Because what I'm talking about is when AD went down, you know what? Let's not even say go down an injury. When he sat down for a break and a breather, the Pels started to either get smoked or the lead would lose. Right? You get what I'm getting at? Like, if AD and Drew were not on the court.
Well, that was last year was a little different.
I'm not even talking about last year. I'm talking about even before that. I don't think they had the talent around them.
Now you do.
You didn't have the shooting. You didn't have the defense. You didn't have the ball handlers, right? And Drew Holiday had to go to the bathroom for a second. I mean,
you could compare it to the Saints. To the Saints if you want.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. Like, who was going to handle the ball, right? If AD couldn't play, I mean, did you watch some of those games? what I'm getting at is there's still athleticism on this basketball team without Zion. I would say there's shooting without Zion, because Zion predominantly lives in the paint, as he should. So what I'm getting at is, with Zion gone, you're not losing three-point shooting, are you? With Zion gone, I don't know if you're really missing up that much on the rebounds. Right, hear me out, because Derek Favors was brought in to be a guy that could rebound, you know, increase his offensive productivity and do things of that nature, right? Right? So I sort of feel that it would make sense for that. For me to feel confident, because to be honest, we really haven't seen what JJ Redick can do on this team, right? I'm trying to recall even a minute in the preseason game where I'm like, there he is.
If anything, he's had highlights against him between the legs.
Right. But, you know, I'm looking at Derek Favors and I'm like, I'm still seeing him kind of fit. Lonzo Ball's a ball handler. He's the guy who's going to be able to facilitate it. And we've seen Brandon Ingram, you know, to the point, I would say detriment at times for some Pels fans that keep yelling, pass the ball. He wants to attack the rim and score. What I'm saying is, you take Zion out. And believe me, I'm not trying to sugarcoat this. This isn't, well, you're the station of Pels, you think it. What I'm saying is, let's breathe for a second. And I'm asking your opinion, Pelicans fans, if I'm off base on this. I don't think so, to an extent. Are you a better team with him? Absolutely. But wouldn't you say that maybe he's performing a little bit better than expected in the preseason games?
Zion himself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, right? Like that third quarter at Chicago, you went, oh my goodness.
Yeah, he could take over
again. Right, exactly. But Nikhil Alexander Walker's been really good.
Well, I know in the voting for, I think, all the GMs.
All the GMs?
It was the steal of the draft was Nikhil Alexander Walker.
Exactly right. He's still around. He's good, right? By the way, Drew Holiday was David Griffin's push and pick right now for, he's like, you're an MVP. We haven't seen him be the guy. We don't know how they're really going to use him. It almost has felt to me, and the four preseason games that I've watched, that Coach Gentry and Drew kind of want to see what the rest of the team is. Am I wrong on this statement? In the games you've watched, have you got the sense and feel that Drew Holiday has run the team? The offense has gone through him, that he's the primarily ball handler. You know what I'm getting?
I want to say there's one, like, dominant guy. Like, I want to say, like, because Zion was dominant, but I wouldn't say he was, like, you know, a LeBron stature.
Right.
Like,
but
oh,
my
he's
point is,
over.
If I had to pick somebody, even with Zion on the court, right, David Griffin told me Drew Holiday is, at the end of the day, the guy. Have we seen that in this preseason? We haven't. So let's see what happens regular season. J.J. Redick, got it, you know, can knock down threes. Have we seen that this preseason? No. Have we seen Derek Favors sort of, you know, be the dominant guy down low with the rebounds and shot blocking? Have we? Not yet, right?
So I mean, he's definitely opened up the floor.
No, right. These aren't criticisms.
Right.
My point is, we haven't seen that open up yet. Almost along the lines of what we were talking about with Taysom Hill. We've seen I wouldn't even say watered down. We haven't seen as much Taysom, and understandably so. He's your backup quarterback right now. But that's why I think when Drew gets back, maybe even in this game coming up on Sunday, you're going to see all the different things that we saw hints of in training camp. We hadn't seen him line up at receiver yet. We hadn't seen him take a handoff in the back. Right? From Teddy. These are things we saw in training camp. What I'm saying is, when I look at the Pels, I really haven't seen the team that we thought we were going to sort of see and be constructed together. So, I don't know. I'm not of the take of Max Kellerman this morning saying it's over, that the Pelicans are going to miss the postseason yet. We haven't played a game yet.
I mean, it's definitely an overreaction, but I can see where, you and me and the rest of New Orleans, where they kind of get down on it. Because, I mean, before you had Anthony Davis, you had CP, me.
Absolutely.
Riddled with injuries, and then AD, Mr. Glassbone himself.
We see you call him Mr. Glass. A lot of his injuries were hustle plays.
Yeah. But, I mean, he still got hurt a lot of the time.
Look, and I get it. I'm not saying that you're not going to Avenue Wine and Spirits and trying to drown your sorrows because you read that Zion has a knee injury. I understand. It's disappointment. I'm sure there's people looking forward to next Friday. You know, Luka Doncic coming
in. When can you, the city of New Orleans basketball ever catch a break?
That was your problem today.
Like, I feel like we cannot catch a break.
Like, we're setting up the show, and we're 10 minutes from airtime, and you're mumbling to me. And I'm not picking on you, because I think you're the majority. But you're sitting there going, we can't ever have anything nice.
No.
Why is this happening?
It just can't be one season where the majority of the team's healthy.
And I think that is a very prominent feeling in and around the area right now. And again, I am not trying to sugarcoat or blow smoke. I'm giving you specific reasons why I think this team's still going to be able to compete.
And it doesn't have anything to do with the training staff over there.
But the ability for David Griffin to get the top NBA trainer to revamp the entire medical staff.
It's nothing that they're doing over there.
To upgrade and spend millions in the medical facility or the medical section of the practice facility. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, it's just this freak accident that seemed to riddle the Pelicans.
I hear you, and I understand, and I get it, and you're not wrong with it. And then there's Max Kellerman.
In the long run, this could be good news for the Pelicans because of load management, which is what I anticipate and why I think they'll miss the playoffs. They're going to have to be careful. We saw with Kawhi Leonard coming off an injury. Load management worked. They won the title. He won Finals MVP. It's good that Zion Williamson's playing in this era instead of the previous one where they may have played him too many minutes too often, not taking that into consideration. But I do think it means they miss the playoffs because it's not a perfectly constructed roster. I don't think they have enough shooting anyway. They would need him to be Superman to get them there, particularly if you see that Porzingis looks healthy. Because if he stays healthy for the Mavs, him and Doncic, that's a problem. I think they missed the playoffs because of it.
So, look, and I get it. The West is stacked. There's a bunch of other players. I'm interested to see how this team sort of grows. And I'm going to go through it a little bit after this break. When you look at the schedule with Zion, the first 11 games. Remember I said that this week, Jordan? With Zion, the first 11 games. I would have been happy going 500 and high-fiving people because I think it would be a good sign. Look, remember, at the end of the season, you have a handful of home games and they can make up some ground. Let's just breathe. I'm with you, folks. It stinks. I wish.
Just don't give up on the team.
Yet. I get it, but
you know,
look, it stinks. Believe me. We're still going to be there Friday, doing Pelicans walkthrough at 6 o'clock outside Section 104. We're ready to go.
Like Gus has been saying, there's players on this team that can make, you know, highlight
plays.
Brian said
it. I want to see Jackson Hayes out there more. Throw him out
there,
man.
There's guys that can make highlights happen.
By the way, he had the best dunk in play in summer league, not Zion. I mean, now don't get me wrong, the strip and the dunk was pretty good. Look, we're going to miss it. It stinks. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
You guys want to tailgate with us before the big game?
I'd love to, but I think Will is coming down with the flu.
Make the right call this season. Get your flu shot today at Total Urgent Care in Cutoff. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekends with no appointments needed or long wait times. Make the right call this flu season. Get your flu shot today at Total Urgent Care in Cutoff on Highway 3162 in front of Walmart. For more information, go to mytotalurgentcare.com.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
El Paso Mexican Grill and Raceland is well known for their authentic Mexican food and cantina. Come and enjoy their daily lunch specials and happy hour from 3 till 7 with $2 ice cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas. Looking for the best party on the bayou? Well, that's El Paso's Grill and Cantina with live music on Friday nights. El Paso Mexican Grill, the freshest food from our family to yours. El Paso Mexican Grill on Highway 1 in Raceland.
A change in season means it's time to check your tires. And Goodyear Auto Service has just what you need to make this fall great. Think weekend getaways, scenic drives, and great deals. Like up to $225 in savings this month. That's $75 in instant savings when you purchase and install a set of four new Goodyear or Dunlop tires. Plus, up to $150 back on select tires by online or mail-in rebate when you use your Goodyear credit card. But hurry. This offer ends October 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Visit GoodyearAutoservice.com to learn more.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from The Home Depot, starting at just $319 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring, starting at just $319 a square foot. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. It's the Sports Hangover Hour 3, presented by Avenue Wine. Where we are today, so come on by and pay him a visit. Obviously, we'd love to see you and meet you personally. We have a spare headset if you'd like to chime in, give your takes on the upcoming weekend's games, or even Zion and the Pels. If not, make it a point to give it a try and stop in. It's right basically next door to the Pontchartrain Hotel, Mr. John's Steakhouse, across from Eiffel, the cool facility and building across the street. Come on in. The tagline says it all. The rarest wines and spirits in New Orleans. You have your everyday stuff, but you got, you know, basically from anywhere from like travel size, like you'd see on an airplane, slightly bigger than that, even a little more bigger than that, and then your regular fifths. All kinds of really cool beers, especially from Nola and Beta, that are kind of unique. I hadn't seen before. Different party packs, different six packs, four packs as well, pints of canned beers. Cheeses, olives, the deli that has food that you can have, stop in, and in a cigar shop, right, when you walk into the left, as Matt said, pretty good. When you walk in over there, did he say 700 different types? No, 150 types, 50 square feet, and in the walk-in cooler, that's what it was, 700 different types of beers in the walk-in cooler. I'm just saying, give it a try. Up in Madison Square Garden this morning, shoot-around Alvin Gentry was asked
on what happened that caused Zion to need to go in to get these images. Was it in practice? Was it something else?
I think it's something that maybe happened in the San Antonio game, but, you know, that's basically, you know, all I know about it. So don't know a whole lot about it yet.
So he didn't practice. He did play after that.
Yeah.
You didn't notice anything on the court?
Nope. Sure didn't.
It sounds like he might be out for a little bit.
So that's Alvin Gentry. And again, it's it kind of sounds like a wait and see. So we'll see what he has to say about it. It kind of just seems like the team's just waiting to find out more information about it here as well. Uptown Ruler. What you chiming in for, man? What you got, man? You got a score and a key to the game or what?
Hey, man, I told you it was going to be 23. I think I told you 23-10, Saints going to win. Now, here's the keys to the game. The keys to the game is to sack the Bears quarterback five times and slap the ball out of his hand when he's getting ready to throw it. That's the keys to the game.
Okay. So you want to see a strip sack, huh? Strip sack?
A strip sack about five times. You gotta get to him at least five times. I'll put pressure on him and get in his face. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then strip the ball.
All right, Uptown Ruler.
Okay? Holding
pressure
penalties.
Pressure on the quarterback. Okay, no holding penalties.
Strip the ball.
Give me your final.
Huh? And give you my final score?
I was good. Final score one more time?
23 I say 23-13. I'll give it to you that way. Saints win.
Have a good weekend, man. See you on Tuesday over at Tracy's.
I will see you Tuesday. And bye, Jordy.
You know why I'm chuckling. Oh, he called you Jordy. Didn't even call you by his real name. You know, the push-up challenge, Jordan, it's coming, by the way, on Tuesday. Don't stare at me like that. Leo O'Garrity, it's sports. It's sportsmagazine.com. Leo, what you got, man?
Hey, I'll tell you what, guys.
Hello, Leo.
It's been a heck of a week down here. Yeah, how are you? Hello?
Good, man. How you doing, man? What's going on in Tampa?
Well, I'll tell you what. After the debacle over in England, there's one thing I want to make your listeners aware of, that the only things you can come out of mm-hmm. a game that you play on Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night, or overseas is whether you win or lose and what injuries you have. There are no trends you can get from this because the variables are so different than a normal Sunday game.
What do you think contributed to a game in which, what was it, six turnovers that that Jameis was responsible for?
Well, the problem was that there was a plethora of mistakes all over the place. The main reason was the Bucs were trying to start a new mm-hmm. right guard and right tackle due to injuries. And when you start new offensive linemen, if they're next to each other, you're going to have a problem because the defense is going to see that. They exploited that all game. And of the interceptions Winston had, all but one of them, he was hit or his arm was hit or something was caused by the defense. And again, you hit an NFL quarterback early and you get color in his face, he's not going to have a good game. And mm-hmm. Winston did not.
You know, it's interesting because the offense kind of had a little period there going into the Saints game where they were kind of on a roll here. Is it just kind of the ebbs and flows of a season, or are you seeing a trend that could make you think to believe that this could continue?
Well, you know, guys, the Bucs are where I thought they would be, albeit I thought they would lose to the Rams and beat the Giants, but record-wise, they're right where I thought they would be. I think they're going to beat Tennessee. I think they're going to lose to Seattle out there. They're on the NFL banishment tour. They don't play another home game from September 22nd to November 10th. So it's really hard to draw a parallel as that. What's going on? Because these guys are just road warriors. What I like seeing is that they're running the football. And again, if you can run the football, as you saw down in New Orleans, it's a good thing because it controls the clock and it keeps your defense off the field.
Tampa on a bye this week. They will play again, as you mentioned, at Tennessee, at Seattle, before finally playing the Cardinals on the 10th of November. Leo Haggerty, itsportsmag.com. Leo, so you saw the game a lot closer than we did in a different light here as well, but what's your take on Carolina? I'm having trouble deciding if they're for real or not with Kyle Allen, and we're hearing that they're on the bye, too. We're hearing that Cam Newton looks like he's going to get back to practicing after that bye week.
I don't think it matters who's a quarterback for Carolina as long as 22 gets into the backfield. I mean, he is the X factor. He can catch it. He can run it. And the run he had after the broken play where he caught a swing pass out of the backfield, he made three of the Bucs miss and made them miss badly. You know, Christian McCaffrey is the real deal. Mm-hmm. And as he goes, so goes the Carolina Panthers right now. And I don't think it's going to matter whether Cam Newton or Kyle Allen is under center. They're going to go with 22.
He was that special, huh?
Oh, yeah, he's that special. And I'll tell you what, let's go to the other side of the ball with Carolina. How teams passed on Luke Kuechly till he got to Carolina, and the Buccaneers passed on him. And again, when you lead the ACC in tackles and it's 14 a game and you're playing at Boston College where if you don't make the tackle, yeah, nobody does. I mean, this kid's a player. And, you know, the Buccaneers talk about when he comes out of the huddle, usually about half the time, he's by looking at your formation and he's calling where the play's going. And it's astounding because, you know, all of a sudden you go, man, he knows what's coming. And this is good. And again, the one interception he had, he lined up on that left edge as the defense looks at it, and he trailed the receiver. And by trailing him, he got right in the path of the second guy who was down the field, and Winston hit him right in the chest. And again, we saw that up in Philadelphia when McNabb hit Barber for a touchdown that sealed the NFC Championship. So, again, you can't blame Winston for that. He never saw him because he's coming from a place he's not expecting.
Well, it'll be interesting, Leo, to see what happens with the Bucs coming out of the bye week here. They'll be taking on the Saints November 17th in their second meeting there. In the meantime, we'll keep an eye on rest on the NFC South. And safe travels, man. Thank you for a little bit of your time this afternoon.
Well, thanks, guys. And I got to give a quick shout-out to you guys. I stole the line that you used last week when you talked about laying a 50-burger on the Rams. I used it in my column to describe what Deshaun Watson did to the Falcons. So I'm giving you props for that.
No, man, I appreciate it as always, man. Thank you for tuning us in, and we'll talk again next week, man. Leo Haggerty, itsportsmag.com. Go check him out. Appreciate it, bud.
Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
When we come back, we will play what Alvin Gentry had to say about how you kind of maybe replace a little bit of the minutes lost and maybe who gets some more playing time on the court. Sean Fazan is going to join us right before the top of the 3 o'clock hour. We are live at Avenue Wine and Spirits. They sponsor Hour 3 of the Sports Hangover. They are your home for the rarest wines and spirits. We learned some new information today, Jordan the intern. 150 different types of cigars. When you walk in over to the left, you'll see the cigar room when you walk in. It's about 50 square feet. And then in the walk-in cooler, when you go all the way to the back, past the deli on your left, go straight up, and you'll walk into the beer cooler. 700 different beers in there. That's pretty spectacular. I've already found a couple of, Jordan, some rare little Pinot Noirs and some Cabs that I may have to make pit stops here as well. Come give it a try. 2025 St. Charles Avenue next to the Pontchartrain Hotel and Mr. John's Steakhouse. It's the Sports Hangover, your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Customer needs assistance and appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance and appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Some folks call it autumn. Some call it fall. Here in South Louisiana, we call it football season. And when you're ready to get your tailgating done the right way, head to Rod's Superstore. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. Rod's Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore, 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Here in South Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender in La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being.
Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Join us for Nicholls State football play-by-play action on your flagship station for Nicholls Sports, ESPN 100.3. October 19th, as the Colonels travel to Sam Houston State. Our broadcast is sponsored in part by Associated Pump and Supply, Waggisback Oil, Drop and Fix, and Barker Kia. Right here on ESPN 100.3, your flagship station for Colonels football.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Like I said, something that you'd have to take up with Dave Griffin. I'm not familiar with all the details of it. And so we've decided to have one person be the voice and speak. So any question you would have along the lines of any details, any...
We'll see how it goes, but we don't know a ton of info as to who takes Zion's place. As to who takes Zion's place, Alvin Gentry. Any concern that he's going to kind of...
He's a smart enough player that he, I mean, whatever's, whenever he comes back, he's going to be fine. You know, so, I don't see, you know, him falling behind in a situation where, you know, now all of a sudden he's got all of this makeup to do. So he'll be fine. It's a pretty simple system anyway.
You know, one of the things that I was thinking about, Mocha, I think this team has depth. I think this team has the ability to withstand. Going to do that. But Coach Gentry touched on the team depth.
Well, we got good depth. You know, that's the thing that I think that, Dave Griffin and his group has done from the draft and from the trades and, just from the free agent market. We picked up a lot of guys, so we got, you know, good depth. So this will be an opportunity for us to play guys and, you know, we can shift some guys around and play them in different positions. And, you know, most of the players we have are multiple position players anyway. And our system is really kind of a positionless system anyway. So, we get an opportunity to kind of, stick some guys in the mix and play, different lineups that we hadn't really played.
800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime into the conversation and give us your thoughts as to what's going on, in your mind, if you're a Pels fan, are you, I don't know, am I more optimistic than I probably should be? I mean, you, when we were talking earlier today, you're like, why can't we have anything nice? You believe in the curse. You think that there's,
I believe in your curse.
I had nothing to do with it. We've seen Zion once.
First, Pat Mahomes yesterday, after we were just talking about the Elgato curse, and then later that day, we hear about Zion and what's going on with his injury situation. So, I mean, if we're going to say there's a curse, then, yeah, you're definitely the one that caused it.
I had nothing to do with this whatsoever.
I mean, Pat Mahomes and Zion.
Nothing to do with this. The fact that you're remotely trying to pass Zion on me is ridiculous. I had nothing to do with
you. You're living in the same state as him.
Really? That's where we're going with this?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Guess if that's what you want to do. You heard Coach Gentry say J.J. Redick's going to get the start tonight and get him going. Drew Holiday?
I think he brings a dynamic that a lot of people don't. Probably why he's been in the game so long. The attention that he attracts when he's on the court is makes the game a lot easier for everybody, but especially me, being able to try to penetrate and get into the paint. But the way that he can shoot is lethal. So for people to kind of sleep on him or they have to chase him is always going to be an advantage.
No doubt. Also, 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in. Got a few more minutes before the next break. We'll bring in Sean Fazan from Fox 8. Looking for some keys or scores to the game here. Matthew giving us some keys for the Saints win. Bridgewater, be more than a game manager. He thinks Bridgewater's going to have to kind of maybe take some chances, take some shots. Also, at least Cook or Kamara must play and have an impact. What if you don't see either of them? That's why I said, and I started at the top of the show, to me, I think the importance is aggressiveness on every aspect. Aggressive in special teams, right? Maybe try to go block a kick or so. Call a couple of some blocks. Maybe a fake punt. Could we see a Taysom Hill fake punt? We hadn't seen one this season, have we, Jordan? We haven't seen any special teams trickery. Fake field goal?
This week would be the week to pull it out.
Nothing to lose. Yo, just be aggressive. On defense, I think you bring the noise, man. Whether it's Chase, whether it's your guy, the great Mitchell Trubisky, you can fist pump all you want. Who do you want to quarterback if you're the Saints? Chase or Mitchell?
By Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, that tricky Mitchell. Roll left, roll right.
Better watch out. He's coming back with vengeance.
Better watch out. Oh, my.
That's what I'm saying, though. Stop it.
They're not putting up 50 on Sunday.
What would?
We're not paying you anything because it's not happening. You're losing credibility by the second and saying they haven't scored. Look up the last time Chicago scored 50. Do me that favor. Just Google it. Last time the Chicago Bears scored 50. To put into perspective how ridiculous a statement that was.
To be honest, it was probably against the Saints back in the day.
Oh, here we go. David with the score for the Saints. Bears game 3-2. Joey, that's not a high scoring game. Field goal and a safety. He says the Bears get a safety and the Saints get a field goal. You know, it's not a UConn game. They put up 7 on Tulane. They got 7. Hey, well, you know. Boondock Saints. A, get Alvin Kamara healthy. B, rest Alvin Kamara. C, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson fills the P.J. Williams void at slot corner. Saints 16, the Bears 13. Carla on Twitter, 27-10 Saints win. Benny, by the way, saying he thinks, if he remembers correctly, Pierre Thomas, 100 yards receiving, 100 yards rushing in that game against the Bears. Did you find it yet, by the way?
No. Internet's acting a little.
Oh, the internet's acting up, huh?
Yeah.
Really? Have the Bears put up 50? Is that why you're not finding it?
Put up 50.
Really? Wait, don't you have your phone? There we go. Imagine that. Yeah, really, really not trying to come up with the answer, are you? But yet you believe they can put up a 50-burger on the Saints on Sunday. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. A man that passed up getting on a trolley.
Don't even start.
I'm just saying, there was a trolley full of ladies, 18 of them by my count, offered a spare seat for you to join them this afternoon on a bachelorette party tour of the city. And you passed.
All right.
Because you were worried about how am I getting home.
All right. So the 61-7 win by the Bears over the Green Bay Packers.
When was that?
On December 7th, 1980.
Wow. That's really recent.
Was the last time the Bears had scored 50 or more points.
1980. That was four.
In a game. You were four?
That was almost 40 years ago because I'll be 44 in January. So the chances of the Bears dropping 50 tomorrow aren't very good, are they?
I mean, you
there
know.
We go.
No.
We're going to take
a quick break.
We come back. Sean Fazan from Fox 8 Sports is going to join us. We'll talk to him as we will get some keys and what he thinks will stand out in the game at Soldier Field on Sunday. We're live at Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. Don't go anywhere. You're home for Pelicans basketball as ESPN New Orleans.
Car shopping? You gotta go to GregLeBlancToyota.com or at the store for easy, low payments. Upgrade to the all-new 2019 Camry and get $4,500 off MSRP.
$4,500 off.
Want a truck? Shop today with the biggest rebates of the year on all remaining 2019 Tundras.
Plus, big discounts.
Shop today at Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where everyone gets a great deal. Camry MSRP $37,433. Model 2550. $2,500 rebate. $2,000 discount plus TTNL.
Napa Know How.
Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' five locations, Lockport, LaRose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa Know How.
Have you been injured on an offshore rig or know someone who has? Then you'll want to work with a firm that truly understands maritime law. Offshore injuries are governed by a set of laws that are quite different than land accidents. So it's important that no time is wasted finding the best maritime attorney for your case. An experienced attorney from the Gavery Law Group will help determine what your next step should be. If you need legal advice or have been injured offshore, call Gavery Law Group today at 985-223-4400 or follow us on Facebook. Get Gavery, get results.
New Friend Building Materials has been around since 1955 and is growing every year. We continue to be a proud family company in our second generation ownership and working on the third. We do our best to cover all your building needs while providing top-notch customer service and priding ourselves on not letting you leave without a smile. From small birdhouses to hotels and apartment complexes, there's no job too big or too small for us to handle. Our four convenient locations to serve you include Cutoff, Thibodeau, Belchase, and Slidell. So come stop by and see how we can help you and have a blessed day.
Oh, big talker, ain't
you? The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
A quick five with Sean Fazan from Fox 8. Follow him over on Twitter at Sean Fazan Fox 8 and, of course, Fox8Live.com. Sean, busy afternoon for you, getting some interviews. Of course, what can we expect to see over on Fox 8, man, the next couple of days and on Sunday?
Yeah, well, tonight we got Fox 8 Football Friday, man. Season's flying by. Should be a good one. Of course, Sunday we have the tailgate show from 10 to 11. A lot of good stuff. And then we have the game at 3:25. Play Sunday night at 10:30.
All right, man, let's get into it. Got just about 4 minutes here, Sean. So let's just start here. If I don't have Kamara, if I don't have Cook, what I've been saying on the show today is then, you know what? Add the aggressive title to offense as well. I think the Saints need to go into this game just being the aggressors. Aggressors on defense, aggressors on special teams, trick plays, what have you. Do things you haven't done on offense to sort of counter the fact that you don't have as many weapons.
Ooh, that's interesting. I don't know. I mean, I think it's more of a take care of the football, more of a it's going to be a grinded out kind of game. I do think there's going to be a player we're not necessarily looking at that's going to have a good game. I think it has to happen in order for him to be successful. A lot of people are pointing to Latavius Murray, but if Kamara is out, I think obviously he's the next guy up, so I don't know that he would be necessarily a surprise. I'm really curious if Derek Cook thing doesn't look promising, so there's another pass catcher in some form or fashion step up. We'll see. But I don't. This certainly feels like a game where points are going to be at a premium.
Jordan brought this up, and I understand it, right? When you're the backup to Teddy and Drew's not ready, that's probably why we haven't seen a ton of Taysom Hill. I get a sense and feel, especially with those two guys maybe being out, Cook and Kamara, maybe this is a game that you see Taysom Hill a lot more.
100%. I totally agree with that. And if you notice, this snap count's gotten higher with each of the past 2 weeks. against Tampa, mm-hmm. and of course last week against Jacksonville. They've added a few new wrinkles. It's not just the zone read. So I do think the pass is coming eventually with Taysom Hill, but they had him on a QB sweep where he followed the pulling left tackle a couple of times last week. So I could certainly see a scenario where them prepping for a Taysom Hill, but maybe not as much of Taysom Hill as perhaps the Saints could give them. So I totally agree. I think Taysom Hill can have a big game.
Okay, so give me a stat and a player on offense and a player on defense that we haven't talked about that you think could be key contributors in making sure the Saints continue this win streak, man.
Oh, well, offensively, to me, if you can figure out a way to neutralize this pass rush and play just like they have done offensive line-wise against a dominant front four that's not going to have a team hex, I think you at least give yourself a chance to, you know, score points in spots. Defensively, look, if Lattimore can keep the shutdown, shutdown Lattimore going, I'm not sure who Trubisky or Chase Daniel throws the ball to, and I'm just not sure there's many options. I just love that matchup. Special teams-wise, to me, I go back to Thomas Morstead, man. To me, he's a weapon. He was a weapon last week. I mean, he could be a weapon again this week. If you constantly can, with a pretty anemic offense, back deep in field position,
yeah,
eventually that's going to lead to good field position for the Saints and enough of good field position to score some points.
Sean, your final thoughts? What do you think happens Sunday?
I would say this. I'm not predicting a loss, but I will tell you, I'm probably the least confident about this game than any in the stretch. You know, when the stretch came out with Breeze out, the two games I worried about were Dallas and Chicago. Dallas, they won 12-10. I got a feeling it's going to look like that in Chicago, but crazier things have happened. But, you know, the possibility of not having both Kamara and Cook worries me, and I think Chicago might be a little desperate right now.
There he is, Sean Fasan, Fox 8, Fox8Live.com online. And, of course, you can follow him on Twitter at Sean Fasan, Fox 8. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Hi, bud.
Look at you. Where did you go? You were gone for like 25 minutes, Jay Hargrave.
Went down to visit a client in the French Quarter.
Yeah, you know, Jordan, I'm not buying it, right? I mean, there was a second bachelorette party that sort of stopped by a little bit ago that we saw get out of a new...
How? Wait, yeah. Are you trying to rate the disappointment that you have?
Actually,
it's a reflection on the coach.
I mean, I asked Bianca was, were there any single ladies? And then there were seven hands that went up by my count. And then she, on her own accord, yeah, said, would you like to come with us?
And that would have been enough for me.
And...
I love you, Gus. I'm out the door. I would have looked like Bugs Bunny in a cartoon with the smoke coming behind me.
I could have handled it.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you couldn't, I wouldn't have cared at that point.
What we did learn, though, for you, Jordan, is that Lee said he'd pick you up.
You have friends.
Jay Hargrave says if he had to, he would take care of
you. You have friends.
I have friends. That's what I learned.
All of this stemmed from you somehow saying, how am I going to get home?
The sun was in my eyes. I can't swim.
Again,
I swear to God, it wasn't my fault.
Probably the absolute last thing that would have been on my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have called a cab.
And we figured that out at when getting home time happens.
I'm lost for words.
Yeah, look.
I mean, that's all I can do. Right?
Jordan, in the two-minute drill, you just go, and you call the plays
at the
line of scrimmage.
In sports, they're learning moments, right? And you learn from it.
Teaching moment.
Yeah, I mean, the next game, the next opportunity, we'll learn from it. That's all. I still got faith in you.
Put your gym shorts on. We're going to practice after the show's over.
For our trainer, Chuck Biscio.
Chuck, I have a few choice words for Chuck.
Oh, I wouldn't give Chuck any.
I want to be there when you give them to him.
No, I don't. Because then I will feel really bad for what happens. I will feel really bad. Dude, his biceps the size of your head.
No, I know.
Yeah, there's...
Yeah, probably not the smartest.
You just
idea.
Take what he says and say, you're right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you,
thanks
Gus.
Thanks to
Matt
and everybody here at Avenue Wine and Spears. Thanks for having us. They are sponsors of Hour 3, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. Put in your Google Maps. Come on by. Check it out. I promise you'll like her. Not you, but my friend.
Tulane Greenway Football Report is sponsored by Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma. Call 985-868-0430.
Tulane is 5-1 and sitting just outside of the top 25. Saturday they'll be at Memphis looking to win game number 6. That will make them bowl eligible in back-to-back seasons for the first time since 1979-1980. Senior receiver Darnell Mooney says, however, times are different in Uptown New Orleans and bowling isn't the goal anymore.
I was talking to my roommate PJ